What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday. May the 4th be with you. Yes, it's Star Wars Day 2023. And, kind of interesting little fun stuff to think about there. It's also a very, very busy news day, and we've got a lot of stuff to get through before we open the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room today taking care of business, and we'll just get right on into it. Now, another less than memorable anniversary today, May 4th, in 1970, the Ohio National Guard fired into a crowd of Kent State University demonstrators, killing four and wounding nine. They were there protesting against the war in Vietnam. This was really kind of where the protests in the United States against Vietnam were really, really building. The government was trying to crack down on them. And exactly what happened at Kent State has been mired in controversy ever since, with the National Guard saying they were fired on first by the students. Yet there's no evidence the students had firearms with them. One of the stories floating around was that an undercover FBI informant fired off an athletic starter pistol to try and get things going. And they got going. And it was an ugly situation here. All right. Pardon me. Let's get into the political news here. According to the latest Republican presidential primary tracker poll conducted by Morning Consult, Donald Trump still has a major lead over Governor Ron DeSantis. And, of course, DeSantis still hasn't really officially declared. They're still working out that legal ramification down there in Florida, but that looks like that's going to be solved. But DeSantis, is well behind, and, of course, everybody else is way, way behind there. All righty. Now, we're following up on the revelation that came out yesterday regarding this whistleblower who says that the Department of Justice and the FBI have an official FBI document, an FD-1023 form, that documents an arrangement of exchanging money for policy decisions. And apparently this goes directly to Joe Biden himself, not Hunter Biden, no other cutouts. It's Joe Biden and this foreign national money for influence. And basically he took a bribe. And in the section of the Constitution where it details the procedures for impeachment, bribery is explicitly listed as grounds for impeachment. So the GOP leaders are giving the FBI until May the 15th to turn over the documents here. And I imagine that they're trying to think of some major distraction before that time, like, World War III. So anyway, and all of this was going down at the same time the FBI was canoodling, if you will, with the Hillary Clinton campaign to spread all that false claim about Trump's Russian collusion, when it turned out that it was Hillary Clinton that was colluding with Russia in the Uranium One deal. So I'm sorry, it is hopelessly, irretrievably corrupt in Washington, D.C. All righty. Now, apparently, Senator Ron Johnson was on Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Features over the weekend, and he says that they are accusing Tony Blinken of perjury charges on contacts with Hunter Biden's subpoena. Apparently, Blinken lied about documents that he had or did not have. And again, like the other subpoena, May 15th is the deadline to turn everything over. Over in Manhattan, things are getting kind of tense for District Attorney Alvin Bragg. He's facing criticism for having a post-indictment press conference that was clearly biased. You're not supposed to do that. He may face disbarment for putting a witness on the stand who was known to be lying. Okay, because you're not supposed to do that either. So, but apparently, during his 2021 campaign, when he was campaigning for district attorney, Alvin Bragg argued that being a rich old white man has allowed you to evade accountability. And that was directed at Donald Trump. Well, here you have basically a racist comment, an ageist comment. And this is really not looking very good for Alvin Bragg. So anyway, more good news here. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Is surging in the polls. He is doing really, really well out there. He's already at 19%. And this says he is a genuine challenger to Joe Biden. And remember, the Democrat Party has already said there will be no primary debates. You know, we're just going to hand you Joe Biden on a platter and you will love him. But I think, you know, a lot of people are listening to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. If he gets out there and he stumps around the country or whistle stops around the country, he doesn't need to debate Joe Biden. We've all seen Biden's mental deterioration on TV time and time and time again. And yeah, I think Robert F. Kennedy would have to be a tremendous improvement over, you know, Joe Biden. And frankly, I can't think of anybody who wouldn't be a tremendous improvement over Joe Biden at this particular point here. Now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is also pledging to close 800 foreign U.S. bases and bring American troops home. He's saying our foreign policy has collapsed. And that's absolutely right. It's a huge amount of money. I mean, you know, Janet Yellen is out there screaming that we're going to run out of money by June the 1st. What does the White House do? Send $300 million over to Ukraine. So it's really not making a lot of sense over there. So, you know, if we were to pull back from some of that military spending, we could go to work on the problems inside this country, like the infrastructure, education kind of getting, you know, liberalized to the point of worthlessness, really. Meanwhile, Joe Biden may be in trouble with the United Auto Workers. Now, normally they will endorse a presidential candidate. Their endorsement carries a tremendous amount of weight because of the number of members in the United Auto Workers. But right now, they are refusing to endorse Joe Biden because of their concerns over the White House's obsession on electric vehicles. Okay? Now, Joe Biden has directed major funding towards a transition to electric vehicles, building up manufacturing of parts and charging stations. Okay? And the UAW said the government is pouring billions into the electric vehicle transition with no strings attached and no commitment to workers. Okay? The EV transition is at risk of becoming a race to the bottom. We want to see national leadership have our back on this before we make any commitments. So that's where that is. Okay, Democratic Representative of New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, has just today called for Senator Dianne Feinstein of California to retire. Feinstein is 89 years old, and she has been absent from the Capitol since March, when she was hospitalized with shingles. And so maybe it is time for her to consider retirement. Okay. Now, Hunter Biden is back in the spotlight. The House Subcommittee on Weaponization of the Federal Government will receive testimony from two top intelligence officials who were behind a push to label the Hunter Biden laptop as Russian disinformation. And of course, we now know that was a complete lie. This letter signed by 51 former intelligence officials was a complete fabrication. Okay. And we know that this was all instigated through Mike Morrell, and said that Mike Morrell had had a conversation with Antony Blinken, and that was the initiating event that led to this letter that was used to influence an election. And I might add, illegally. All right, getting on to January 6th. Finally, today, the jury reached a verdict in the Proud Boys January 6th seditious conspiracy case. Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio was convicted of seditious conspiracy for his role in the January 6 protest at the Capitol building. Three of the far-right group's lieutenants were also found guilty of conspiring to disrupt the certification of the 2020 election and prevent Joe Biden from becoming president of the United States. Tarrio and Ethan Nordine, Joe Biggs, Zachary Rail were found guilty of seditious conspiracy, conspiracy to obstruct certification, actual obstruction of the certification, and so forth and so on. And so, yeah, you guys got suckered, you know. Anyway, meanwhile, Secretary of State Blinken was on this at this Global Press Freedom Day event yesterday. Yesterday was World Press Freedom Day. And founder of Code Pink, Medea Benjamin, basically walked up behind Blinken on the stage with one other protester and said, "How can you talk about World Press Freedom Day without calling for the freedom of Julian Assange?" And there was another protester there, "Free Julian Assange." And they basically, security guards kicked them out of there. But Medea is right. It's the height of hypocrisy to be up there and say, "Oh, free press is essential to democracy," except for that one guy who made us look really, really bad. Okay. Now, this is kind of interesting, and it underscores the fact that Carrie Lake's campaign in Arizona is attracting national attention, as well it should. Now, the America First Policy Institute has released a statement by former Ohio Secretary of State Ken Blackwell calling for consequences for the stolen Maricopa County midterm election. Blackwell previously served as Ohio State Treasurer, Secretary of State, and the U.S. Ambassador to the UN, and is now chair of the Center for Election Integrity at the America First Policy Institute. Boy, I got to help this guy out here. So in his new statement, Blackwell criticized a recent report on an independent investigation into the 2022 Election Day tabulator failures at 60% of voting locations across Maricopa County, okay, led by Arizona Supreme Court Justice Ruth McGregor. 60% is completely unacceptable. It's just not going to happen. Anyway, as the Gateway Pundit previously reported, one concerning factor of this report states that Oki B432 printers showed speckling at the edge of the ballot, that's a direct quote here, during pre-election stress testing, which could have interfered with the timing marks on the ballots. Now, this discovery was made in September of 2022, but Maricopa County just didn't think it was an issue or just decided to ignore it and moved ahead into the actual election without addressing the issue at all. And, boy, I don't know. There's got to be a better and simpler way to hold elections and guarantee their accuracy. And I know I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. The biggest single problem facing the American people today is that the elections are designed to be easy to rig and easy to cover up, and we need to go back to something that we the people can have trust in, because most Americans don't trust the election system. They had a poll not too long ago. The majority of Americans think that there was cheating in the last couple of elections. So, yeah, we can't solve any of the other problems peacefully until we get valid elections back and put the people back in control of the government. All righty, let's get into COVID. There's all kinds of stuff going on there. Now, Pfizer, who makes the COVID-19 vaccine Comirnaty, have reported their first quarter financials, and apparently, this data is showing that new COVID vaccinations and booster shots have slowed to a trickle. Word has gotten out. These things are dangerous, and people are just not taking them anymore. And so, yeah, it's mid 2021, there was an average of 38 million doses given out each day. This is now down to about 500,000 doses per day. All righty. Now, over in the town of Zinwald Georgenfeld, which is in the Saxony area, somebody has erected a memorial to victims of the COVID-19 vaccinations. Now, the monument was erected on private land, but adjacent to a popular tourist route. So people are, in fact, going to see this. And so, yeah, they pretty much picked up on what's going on. Okay, there was a video over on Band Video, and we linked it to what really happened. You may want to take a look at it. It is very concerning because they're starting to use thermography or thermal imaging on people who've had the COVID shot, and they're discovering that a lot of these people have developed blood clots, inflammation, poor blood circulation. They're not having the really severe symptoms of the vaccine event. They're asymptomatic, and so it came as a surprise that these people had these very long clots in their veins. And thermography is used to detect deep vein thrombosis. And so, yeah, people who've taken the shot, you know, are getting the clots. Some are not aware of it. So, may want to check with your doctor here. All right, a little bit of a revelation about the character of these people up at the top of these organizations, you know, CDC, FDA, World Health Organization. Apparently, a top World Health Organization scientist who previously claimed it was highly unlikely that COVID-19 was leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology has been fired for sexual harassment. So, you know, nice people there. Let's see. The World Health Organization is also getting ready to deploy what they're calling listening surveillance systems to identify misinformation. In other words, they don't want anybody saying negative things about their vaccines and their products or their policies because with this, you know, global pandemic treaty, the World Health Organization becomes one of the three pillars on which the New World Order will be founded, the other two being a world a global bank and let's see, the last one, I keep forgetting the last one. Oh yeah, the Global Climate Agency. So that's what it's going to be here. All right, let's get to the international news here. There are tempers flaring and fingers pointing, and Moscow is now saying that the drone attack on the Kremlin had to originate in Washington, D.C., and Ukrainians may have carried it out, but this had to be something from Washington, D.C., and I would say I tend to agree with it. Zelensky, I don't think, has the courage to just go off and try and do this. And again, we can't rule out the possibility it's a third party trying to escalate the conflict. So Russian presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov claimed earlier, all of Kiev's decisions are ultimately dictated by Washington, D.C., including which targets to hit and by what means. And so it's making it more and more obvious to just about anybody that this is not a war between Ukraine and Russia. This is already a war between NATO and Russia, and it's going to end badly for pretty much everybody. Okay. Now, the Kremlin is accusing the White House of being behind this drone attack, possible assassination attempt, and the White House has promised to investigate. They carried out an investigation and decided that basically Vladimir Putin shot the missiles at himself, just like he blew up his own pipeline. This was Putin's attempt to commit suicide. We can believe the White House when they tell us this kind of nonsense. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the situation in Ukraine. And senior Russian lawmaker Vyacheslav Volodin has called on Moscow to use any weapons necessary to remove the Nazi regime in Kiev. And I really am disturbed by talk like that. Volodin, who serves as State Duma chairman, said that the terrorist act against the president is an attack on Russia. And we also have Dmitry Medvedev is out there calling for the physical removal of Zelensky. And Medvedev wrote on Telegram, after today's terrorist act, there are no options left but the physical removal of Zelensky and his clique. Now, in my opinion, Russia would be well advised to leave Zelensky exactly where he is, because if they take him out, his replacement might actually be competent. And that could make things a little bit more difficult. In any event, Zelensky is not in Kiev. He popped over to the Netherlands. He's visiting the International Criminal Court. He's attending a Nordic summit in Helsinki. And apparently this trip was made very, very quietly. Not a lot of fanfare. But that's where Zelensky is right now. All righty. We are seeing reports like this from pretty much everywhere. the European Union and its allies are lacking the capability to fully support Ukraine with ammunition due to the high intensity of the conflict. This is coming from EU Commissioner for Internal Market Thierry Breton. The problem here is those Ukrainian troops are not well trained, and they're just basically hosing down anything that moves in front of them, which is why they're going through the ammunition. And maybe instead of full auto, they should have been given those guns that have the three-round burst, because that saves on ammunition. And, you know, if you can't hit what you're aiming at with those three rounds, you should be somewhere else. So anyway, they're all running out of ammunition. And Scott Rader came on out in an interview saying that if NATO's aid collapses, which it seems to be on the verge of doing, you know, Ukraine is no match for Russia. When it goes back to being just a war between Russia and Ukraine, Ukraine is gone. And over in Poland, even one of their top generals is saying the situation does not look good for Kiev. And it says you've got to stop listening to all this propaganda that, saying that the Kiev regime forces are massively overperforming against Russia. But the reality is no. They're getting wiped out. And NATO military commanders are extremely concerned with the fact that it would be the second most powerful military in NATO. Let me say I'm misreading this. Anyway, they're talking about casualty ratios going as high as 10 to 1 or even 11 to 1 in favor of the, well, just not on our side, not on our favor here. So, yeah, it's definitely not looking very good. Meanwhile, the United States Air Force is deploying F-22 Raptors close to the Russian border. And this appears to be in response to the Russian Su-27 fighter jet downing a U.S. MQ-9 Reaper drone, which has been recovered by the Russians and is being reverse engineered. So to basically rattle their sabers and show their force, American F-22 Raptor fighter jets landed in Poland on a rotational mission to enhance NATO's defense capabilities and counter potential threats from Russia. So now this next part is a little scary. Apparently, there is a large and quite bipartisan movement in Congress to pass a resolution pledging that the United States guarantees that Russia will be defeated in Ukraine. In other words, this is Congress basically voting to start a war with Russia. And it's not a formal declaration of war, but it's about as close as you can get. Now, original co-sponsors of this resolution include Mike Lawler, Richard Hudson, Emmanuel Cleaver, Brian Fitzpatrick, Sheila Jackson Lee, Mike Quigley, Doug Lamborn, Bill Pascrell, Maria Elvira Salazar, Brendan Boyle, Lloyd Doggett, Deborah Ross, Jim Costa, David Trone, Joe Morrell, Susan Wild, and Marcy Kaptur. And all I can say to this crowd is, here's your rifles. Here are your parachutes. You know, watch your head climbing into that transport plane and go and have fun. But we're going to sit this next one out. Now, ever since Seymour Hersh came out with a news story confirming what we had already surmised, that it was the U.S. that blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, but they're still trying to, you know, put the cover back on here. And over at the BBC, they ran an article saying, well, we have new evidence of Russian Navy ships. Well, I got to take a break for commercials here, and we'll finish the story.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stitched upon a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going back to the Nord Stream pipeline. And a while back, of course, Seymour Hersh ran a story basically confirming what most of us had already figured out for ourselves, that it was the United States that blew up the pipeline in order to force Europe to get their oil and petroleum from the United States and not from Russia. But they're still trying to cover up the story and, you know, keep it confused and everything. So there's this new BBC report claiming that Russian Navy ships were somewhat near the site of the blast about 3 months before it happened. And clearly, they, you know, that is sufficient to say Russia blew up their own pipeline, which, of course, is nonsense. It never made any sense. Russia didn't need to blow up their own pipeline. They had the shutoff valves on their territory. They don't need to blow up the pipeline. They just turn the valves, and that's it. What the U.S. wanted was for Russia not to be able to turn those valves back on if Europe decided to avoid getting entangled in yet another U.S.-started war. All right. Blinken is out there saying that Ukraine's military is capable of launching a counteroffensive and regaining territory And he says that the Ukrainian army is in much better shape than those Pentagon documents that were leaked on Discord seem to indicate. In other words, he's out there doing the rah-rah speech and, you know, we will always prevail. And no, we don't. All right, we're coming up on the coronation of King Charles III. This is, I guess it's coming up right this Saturday here. And the British have called up 29,000 police officers to provide security for the coronation of King Charles III. So they're anticipating it's going to be large crowds, and I imagine it will be. And, you know, there are some people who may not really like the idea of a royal family anymore. It's been a huge, huge debate for a long time. All righty, down in Israel, we're getting more of the bovine excrement shoveled at us. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant is saying that Iran has now enriched enough uranium to build 5 nuclear weapons. And he basically said, you know, Iran is not sufficing with just one nuclear bomb. You know, they've already accumulated enough enriched uranium for 5 nuclear bombs here. Of course, Israel's been screaming that Iran is building a nuclear bomb within weeks, and they've been saying that for 30 years. And so it's just anyway. All right. Let's talk about the economy, because that's not looking too healthy. Apparently, the California bank PacWest, their stock plunged 60%. Word has gone out it's seeking buyers or a capital raise, a cash infusion, because they are now in trouble. And it did have a little bit of a negative effect on the stock market here. But, that may be the next one to go. Now, the Federal Reserve yesterday raised interest rates another 25 basis points. That would be 0.25%. And this is an attempt to rein in some of the inflation. The European Central Bank has raised their key interest rate to 3.75%. So, it's definitely going up here. And let's see. The ECB's move follows a similar announcement by the Federal Reserve. So they're just playing. Everybody's just following along here. Now, we're still seeing this debate about the debt ceiling. And the House Republicans came up with what seemed like a reasonable plan. But the Democrats balked. Joe Biden balked at it. They want to go on spending money like crazy. They want to spend it on the illegal immigrants. They want to spend it on all these wars. And like I said earlier in the show, Janet Yellen is out there saying the government is going to run out of money by the 1st of June. And what did we just do? We just sent another $300 million over to Zelensky. And it's just, we're not a well-managed country is really what it comes down to. Anyway, the debt ceiling crisis is giving other nations, especially China, more reason to start thinking about cutting their U.S. Treasury bond exposure. And China is starting to promote the yuan as the next global reserve currency. And so China's probably going to be cutting its U.S. Treasury bond holdings. And especially if the current level of American borrowing stays in place and disrupts the market. And the problem is that, especially with the Democrats in power, they just want to go on spending money. You know, they probably get a huge, huge rush throwing this money at all kinds of bizarre stuff. So, I like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. idea. Close all those foreign military bases. Bring all those soldiers home. Let's put all that manpower and that money to work getting this country put back together, because it's in bad, bad, bad shape. I'm still seeing videos from cities across America that are just an absolute mess. I saw a video from El Paso, Texas, where they're already overrun with illegal immigrants, and they're swamping the trucks that are there trying to hand out food and stuff. Anyway, the other day we talked about Nordstrom shutting down their two stores in San Francisco. And San Francisco has become a major crime-ridden area. And so you've got Nordstrom and now Whole Foods, Walgreens, Gap, Banana Republic, and H&H, all of whom supported Black Lives Matter during the summer of George Floyd, have closed or are closing their stores in San Francisco due to the rampant crime and theft brought on by the liberal policies that they supported in the name of fighting racism and white supremacy. And again, you go on social media, you see all kinds of videos of people just walking into a store or a crowd rushing into a store, grabbing everything and leaving. And the police are saying, we're not even bothering to try and investigate these anymore. It's, you know, it's utter chaos, you know, in the streets there. Now, Target, who also endorsed Black Lives Matter, has not left, but they have been forced to put huge sections of its store behind security glass, heavy metal frames and glass doors. If you want something, a store clerk has to unlock the door, get it for you, and hand it to you. Okay, so anyway, let's get into some other things here. It is May the 4th, and it is still snowing out in California. In the Sierra Nevada, the Heavenly Ski Resort at Lake Tahoe reported yesterday 15 inches of snow had fallen over the previous 48 hours, burnishing the epic snowpack left by a relentlessly wet winter. And gosh darn that human-caused global warming. Over in New York, they have become the first state to pass legislation banning the use of natural gas for heating and cooking. And, you know, back when Biden was talking about banning gas stoves and this, just a conspiracy theory. And it doesn't affect me. My gas stove identifies as a microwave oven. So what are they going to do with the natural gas? Just let it, it doesn't just sit in the earth. It does seep up. You know, it's going to keep coming up into the atmosphere anyway, you know, so we'll just see what's going to happen there. Over in Ohio, East Palestine, 3 months ago, we had this huge derailment, 150 cars, and the toxic chemicals are still there. Okay, the Environmental Protection Agency has informed Norfolk Southern that it must pay for the cleanup and weekly water sampling in the area, including screening for vinyl chloride, butyl acrylate, ethylene glycol, monobutyl ether, ethyl hexyl acrylate, and ethyl hexanol. They should be, you know, screening for dioxin. That's going to be the worst of the combustion products from that controlled burn. And apparently the EPA is now claiming that they were not consulted about the controlled burn at the East Palestine, Ohio train explosion, and it certainly did not have their approval. One former EPA official said the controlled burn was a mistake, and Norfolk Southern continues to blame the Environmental Protection Agency. They're going to just be fighting about this thing for years here. All righty. Navy SEAL Robert J. O'Neill, who was on the mission to kill Osama bin Laden, is now blasting the U.S. Navy for using a drag queen to recruit new sailors into the service. Okay? And on Monday, the Daily Caller's Michaela Burrow reported the Navy had recruited Joshua Kelly, an active duty drag queen who goes by the stage name Harpy Daniels, and identifies as non-binary, to be a Navy digital ambassador. And I said this is going to blow up worse than the Bud Light situation, and it is. And this O'Neill, a decorated combat veteran who served for 8 years as a member of SEAL Team 6, responded saying that he can't believe he fought for this crud. Wasn't exactly the word that he used. But the meaning is obvious in context. Meanwhile, there is an article over at Women's Systems saying the idea of this woke Navy hiring a drag queen to try and bolster recruiting, I'm sure the Chinese are shaking in their boots. I'm sure China's terrified by this, okay? Now, getting on back to Anheuser-Busch, it has really been a major disaster for them. And Anheuser-Busch is now sending free beer to every employee of their wholesaler network. They're giving a $500 bonus to all their drivers. And they're trying to basically bring it all back. And what they're trying to say now is that this whole Dylan Mulvaney thing was cooked up by an outside ad agency, and it was basically released without top management approval. That's their story now, except, of course, a week ago, they fired their own internal marketing vice president. But they are trying to recover from this, and I think it's going to be a long, long time because the brand loyalty has been absolutely destroyed. All right. Now then, Oregon Democrats have rammed through House Bill 2002. This is a highly controversial bill that would allow children to get abortions and undergo gender transformation surgery without their parents' knowledge, and the parents' insurance company would have to pick up the cost. Yeah, let's mutilate kids for fun and profit. It's absurd. This nation has gone collectively insane. It really has. All right. Article in the Political Insider. So-called equity is just a race to the bottom. And they start with a comment by novelist Kurt Vonnegut in his 1961 short story, Harrison Bergeson. Vonnegut imagined a society with perfect equity. Nobody was smarter than anybody else. Nobody was stronger or quicker than anybody else. And basically, Vonnegut wrote in that very prophetic short story, a society looking to equalize outcomes for all citizens is not a utopia. It is a nightmarish horror. Okay, the only way to guarantee equal results is to handicap everyone down to the lowest common denominator. And the world of Harrison Bergeron, the government burdens ballerinas with sash weights and bags of birdshot so they can't move more beautifully than anybody else. And we're seeing more and more of that here in our educational system. Instead of equality of opportunity, what they're doing is mandating equality of outcome. See, all people are created equal. And again, they're misinterpreting that line from the Declaration of Independence. That line, all men are created equal, was a refutation of the concept of a noble class, that some people, simply by virtue of which family they were born into, were automatically better and had more privileges and rights than other people. And our nation was founded on the rejection of that idea. There are no titles of nobility in the United States. It's in the Constitution. Briefly, there was an amendment to that effect, but it kind of got dropped because it was simply repeating what was in the Constitution. And yeah, that's it. Really, it is communistic. It's socialistic, and we all know how the Soviet Union wound up. It was a terrible situation there. Boy, when that Berlin Wall finally fell, guess which way the people were running. All righty, let's talk about artificial intelligence. And as of today, Kamala Harris is the new AI czar. And I'm sure she's going to do as fantastic a job there as she did as our southern border czar. So we'll wait and see what Kamala is going to do. Now, it turns out, this is kind of an interesting thing. There's going to be a whole new area of law dealing with artificial intelligence. Okay, I'm sure the lawyers are already cooking it on up and saying, oh, we need all these new laws and we'll make lots of money. But apparently over at the University of California, Berkeley, they basically went into the undisclosed depths of ChatGPT and the GPT-4 large language model and basically discovered they have been trained on texts from copywritten books. And they're wondering if this is a violation of copyright to memorize those books and then put excerpts of them out there. So academics Kent Chang, Mackenzie Kramer, Sandeep Soni, and David Bamman described their work in a paper titled Speak Memory, an Archaeology of Books Known to ChatGPT GPT-4. So apparently there is some confusion there. All right, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words from our advertisers. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Wall Street wizards on the lamb from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best. When the markets crash, we'll be asking where's cash? Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone?
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about artificial intelligence, and more people are becoming very concerned about where this is going. I actually have a family member who teaches artificial intelligence at the college level, and he says the ChatGPT really scares him, okay, because, you know, bad actors could do terrible things with these powerful, powerful tools, and already AI is being inserted into our weapon systems. So think of Skynet there. Now, there was a Pew Research Center poll showing that Americans are kind of divided on the issue of artificial intelligence making hiring decisions. And 66% of Americans do not want AI to help make hiring decisions. They prefer the old-fashioned, you know, personal situation. But I'm sure that corporations, to save money, will probably make your first initial interview through an AI. So forget about using your charm and personality here. Now, so a lot of people are saying, where this could get really out of control here. So four federal U.S. agencies issued a warning Tuesday that they already have the authority to tackle harms caused by artificial intelligence bias, and they plan to use it. Now, we've been talking about the very obvious left-leaning bias of ChatGPT, and so there are concerns in that area. But yeah, they're going to have to come down and figure out what's legal and not regarding AI. This is a whole new frontier. Now, this one is a little sick out there, and it's reported on the Daily Mail. Apparently, pedophiles are using artificial intelligence to transform real photos of children into sexualized images. And the images were found on the U.S. AI image generator Midjourney, which, much like ChatGPT, uses prompts to deliver an output, although these are going to be pictures rather than words. And apparently, up in Canada, there's a gentleman who's already been sent to prison over AI-generated child pornography. And, you know, these are deep fakes created on the computer, but Canada has some very strict laws about child porn, and so he's in trouble here. Now, over in Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt has cut state funding for the Oklahoma Educational Television Authority over shows with LGBTQ plus content. And that's not the only state to do that. They're starting to basically pull the plug on that stuff because it's getting ugly. Okay, over in China, their artificial sun fusion reactor set a world record by generating and maintaining a highly confined plasma for nearly 7 minutes. They are working the bugs out. They are going to bring fusion power online in the very near future. All right, we've got to take a break for station identification. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easoff LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.